Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft expects about 70% of Missouri's voters to cast a ballot in the general election. Polling locations are open statewide from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow.
We will not release any votes until all of our polling locations are closed. We want everyone to know that if you voted at 6 o'clock in the morning, or if you voted exactly at 7 o'clock, or anywhere in between, your vote counts equally.
Missouri's local election authorities have received more than 723,000 mail-in and absentee ballots so far, compared to 282,000 counted in 2016. Both parties are pouring money and resources into a mid-Missouri state Senate race, a race involving Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden. The Columbia Republican narrowly won his 2016 race and faces former State Representative Judy Baker tomorrow. Rowden says serving as Majority Leader, the number two Senate position, gives him a larger role in impacting the agenda.
For me, that's making sure that we find a way to get past COVID, trying to find a way to make sure that small businesses have what they need on the back end of COVID. Now that's going to be a challenge, try to figure out and make sure the budget situation is stable.
Rowden also says transportation is huge in his district, noting the importance of an $81 million federal grant to replace the aging I-70 Roachport Bridge. As for Baker, her top priority is implementing and protecting Medicaid expansion, which was approved by Missouri voters in August.
We just passed it, and in this district, it passed with 62% of the vote. And my opponent, of course, has voted against it every time he could.
Medicaid expansion supporters say it will provide health care to Missourians who earn less than $18,000 annually. The district covers Boone and Cooper counties. Republicans currently control the Missouri Senate 23-8 with three vacancies. Missouri's two major candidates for governor will be appealing to their base today, one day before Election Day.
Republican Governor Mike Parson campaigns today in Jefferson City, St. Joseph, Kirksville, Palmyra, Cape Girardeau, and Cassville, continuing his focus on rural towns. Senator Roy Blunt will join him at the Cassville event. Ann Dorn, the widow of slain St. Louis Police Captain David Dorn, will join Parson on Monday's tour, along with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association's Mike Deering. As for Democratic gubernatorial nominee Nicole Galloway, the state auditor, she attended two church services Sunday in St. Louis. She'll campaign today in Columbia, and then she heads to Kansas City, where she speaks at tonight's Democratic rally. It will feature all of the party's statewide candidates, Alicia Cannaday, Yinka Folletti, Rich Finneran, and Vicki England. Brian Hellsworth, Missouri Net.
And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. If you're feeling lucky, Wednesday night's drawing now worth an estimated $137 million. This is news on Missouri Net.